Good morning, Doctor, and it's good to have you this morning.
Yeah, good morning, and yeah, I'm very privileged to be with you here at Mirror FM this morning. We've received the invite with utmost gratitude. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Now, to talk about this initiative that you guys, doctors, have been carrying on. Now, when did you kick off this initiative?
Mobile Doctors Service is a program that has been in operation for about 7 months, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
It is a program that we started last year, and it was an idea that, you know, came out of demand. In the profession, there are a couple of things that you do come across, and there are a couple of needs that your patients do present to you. And along the way, we got to realize that the hospital setting was not all it took for patients to receive medical services. We usually have to discharge patients to their homes, and they may be far away from the hospital setting, and there is need for follow-up and maybe certain medical services that would be best provided to a patient while they are in an environment that they feel comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the demand, there were clues that, you know, pointed us towards starting the mobile doctors services.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's great. And what kind of access do you deal with exactly?
The kind of
That's the kind of the services and the kind of you know, you're providing, the services you're providing to the communities, as you mentioned, door by door and moving from one place to another. What kind of it exactly, very particular?
Yeah, you know, the medical practice does have a wide range of varieties of services that can be provided within the medical world. When it comes to providing door-to-door services, there is a number of medical services that we can provide on a door-to-door basis. That means we leave the hospital setting and approach the patients in their homestead, their office, or any other place of convenience that they are at. And there are those that we cannot provide for as long as we are not in a medical or a hospital facility. We started by providing consultation to patients that just want to know a few things about their health. There are people that are curious out there, and not all the time that they have questions to ask,
mm-hmm.
they should directly go to the hospital. But they would invite us to their homes and then pose questions to us, and we, you know, do advise them and give them simple medical knowledge. And then it progressed to the part where we attended to simple emergencies, anything that was not surgical. For instance, somebody is, you know, having a fever, they're having a headache at a time that they cannot locate the nearest hospital, but then they find that they do have this doctor's number, and then they call you, doctor, I'm at home and I'm not feeling well, and what can I do, or how can you help me? And we also had to, we started, you know, moving to them and treating them at home, treating the simple emergencies while they're at home. And then we also do have patients that may need things like wound dressing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a patient has had a surgical procedure and they need to be taken care of for a long time. You have a wound that has to be dressed on a daily basis, or mm-hmm. maybe 2-3 days you get your wound dressed. And we started following our patients back home. For instance, we perform, let's say, orthopedic surgical procedure. And the patient has to have this wound dressing being done. So we would go to their home and provide that as well. Mm-hmm. So anything that can be enjoyed by the patient in out of the hospital setting, we would attend to that, and we do attend to that.
All right, great. And when it comes to the to dealing with the cases, which group do you prioritize? Children, elderly, pregnant women, or which groups especially you must deal with?
Yeah, it's actually easier to tell you the group that we do not deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is anything that is to do with pregnancy. Because when it comes to obstetrics and obstetrics mostly, not gynecology that much, but obstetrics and gynecology, which involves delivery and maybe care to women, usually it is more of a surgical sector. You find that each and every time that you're attending to a mother or an expecting mother, it needs you to be in a surgical setting. So we do not attend to women that are giving birth that much. Anything that is to do with pregnancy, we prefer to attend to that in a medical setting because they're usually emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to the age groups, the sex, that one does not really matter. If you are an elderly patient and you can't reach to the hospital, we can attend to you. If you are a young patient that cannot get to the hospital, we still attend to you. For instance, if a young child went to school and got injured while they were playing at
mm-hmm.
school,
mm-hmm.
We feel free. We have no problem getting to their school and maybe treating their wound or whatever it is and then sending them back to class, making life easier for them. And, you know, the health condition they're in should not affect their studies. If we had somebody in an office, he's not old and he's not young,
mm-hmm.
he's somebody that is able, but for instance, you're going for a meeting and you're not feeling well. Hello, doctor. I'm going for a meeting. I'm panicking. You know, there is this, somebody's anxious and they need something that can calm them down.
Oh, yeah.
Before they, you know, get into their meeting. It may be an interview, something really important. And you cannot leave it to go, you know, get attended to in the hospital. You make a call and we come and help you, and still you would get the chance to achieve whatever it is that you wanted to achieve. So we do attend to a wide range of clients, be it the elderly, the young, you know, each and everyone that requires our services, we can do attend to them for as long as it is not surgical.
All right,
yeah.
That's great. And now let's come to the nature of the work you guys are doing and the initiative itself. How are you guys protecting yourself during this critical period, for this pandemic? And you know, situation is very you know, tensioning. So how are you guys protecting yourselves? Because you move in different places, you meet different personnel. How are you guys protecting yourself?
You know, when it comes to the corona pandemic, which is more of, it's moved out of a season into something that is wider than just simply a season, there is a lot of information on how to protect yourself from contracting the coronavirus. And the information or the tactics and the strategies that are out there on how to protect yourself are not directed towards the public or the doctors, or it is for everybody. And the same exact techniques that we do advise the public to use are the same exact techniques that we use as well as mobile doctors, as we're providing our services to the clients out there. It is more of an advantage that as we send one doctor to your home, it minimizes the number of people that you're in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked into a hospital setting, definitely you will start with the gateman, I guess. You will get to the reception. You will go to the consultation room and meet the doctor. You will go to the laboratory. From the laboratory, you go to the nursing room. So when you look at the chain of people that you have, you know, gotten in contact with, there are higher chances one of them could give you the disease. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you were the one that was the carrier, there are higher chances you would have spread the disease to this, you know, whoever you've come in contact with. So when it comes to the services that mobile doctors provide, we've tried to cut down the chain. We've mm-hmm. tried to cut down the number of people that you get in contact with. So we walk into your home. Definitely, we're going to be having a mask on. Yeah, we do not know who carries and who may receive the disease. So we definitely have to be having a mask on. And then in medical practice, there are certain things that do happen or maybe get into the public as new information.
Mm-hmm.
But putting on gloves or washing your hands before and after
mm-hmm.
touching a patient is just a slogan in the practice of medicine. So the public may be getting it as something new.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe wash your hands each and every time. But then
for you guys, it's something you have been practicing it.
Yeah, definitely. In medical practice, it's just the way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You touch a patient, you wash your hands. You're going to touch a patient, you wash your hands before you touch them. That's how it's been in medical practice. So those are things that we try and use to protect ourselves from contracting the coronavirus from our clients and protect them as well from contracting it from us if we happen to have contracted it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And when the cases becomes critical, or you guys, if you find some critical cases, what happens normally, you guys?
Yeah, you know, that is something that is really, really very important. And actually, it is something that we want the public to know clearly. There are certain times that we do calculate the bargain and the loss. Assuming you were in a very critical condition, you make a call to the mobile doctor's service and they're supposed to dispatch a doctor to you. Now, on average, it will take about 20 minutes within Juba, okay, mm-hmm. for the doctor to get to you. And then you think of it, if I left home and rushed to the hospital and got there in the same 20 minutes, then I would start getting full medical services at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if the doctor comes to you and finds out it is something that is really critical and cannot be handled at your home, then we shall have to carry you and transport you to the hospital, which means we need to understand what exactly we can hold on, we can, you know, give time, or we can reach out to you and help you with. And then there's those conditions that are really critical that there is no need to waste time. There is no need for the doctor to have to come home and then realize it's too bad and then carry you to the hospital. So
yeah.
What we usually do is when we receive a call, and the first thing is to understand what exactly is the extent of the condition that we are going to deal with. If it is something that requires no wastage of time, we are definitely going to tell you, we are not coming to you, but you need to come to us just to save life.
Okay, that's great. And now, you guys, after having this program going on, what is next on your plan as mobile doctors? Do you have any plans, any other activities that you guys are putting in place to carry on or to do it?
Yeah, that is definitely the plan. When you look at the country, South Sudan, it's still very raw. There is need for a lot of services. And we are starting this program as something that is a baby, and we are hoping that it grows into something bigger and, you know, to cover a wide area. Right now, we're operating within Juba, and which means the outskirts of Juba. We do not actually go as far as places like Sherkat, because
mm-hmm.
it would be a very long distance. By the time we get to you, it would be too late, I guess. apart from providing this door-to-door services to a few people, we are actually planning to include in a number of doctors, a number of medical facilities. At the moment, we already have a couple of clinics, imaging centers, laboratories that we do work hand in hand with. But then we want each and every South Sudanese within Juba and even out of Juba to benefit out of this service. It is something that could make health, you know, services within South Sudan easier to attain. So right now the focus is how to widen the program, how to make it bigger and give everybody a chance to be, you know, a beneficial of this program.
All right. And what could be your final comment?
Yeah, the final comment would be this is a new idea. We so much looking forward to get the public aware of the existence of mobile doctor's service, and we hope that the public does support us, enjoy our services, and keep yourself safe from the coronavirus, definitely.